You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake. Snacks.
I have got my brain shut. Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And directly across from me, sitting in a beanbag in our recording studio / our daughter's bedroom, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey there, everybody. Happy day after. I guess this is 2 days after Halloween. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, real quick, if you are a first time or a regular listener of this podcast, could you do a couple things for us? Leave us a review on iTunes if you haven't done mm-hmm. that before. Like us on Facebook or Twitter or wherever it may be that you listen to this, or Spotify. Give us a rating there and, tell some friends. Share it on some social media. Tag us. Share it on Instagram. I'll reshare it as long as you tag me. So on and so forth. Continue to spread the word about our little podcast they could hear. We would love that so much. So Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We are excited to give a Halloween recap. We're talking big picture Halloween stuff, about the changes of Halloween in general, about how it seemed like COVID was, I don't know if COVID is over, but it was over yesterday. and also small picture, which, our little community, mm-hmm. our little family, mm-hmm. our dynamics. So before we get into that, a couple of things. If you have any interest in coming to see me do live stand-up comedy, if you live in select cities, that's an option. Or if you live mm-hmm. near select cities and you have a car or a bus pass, mm-hmm. I don't know. A friend with a car. That's a great point. One is tomorrow, November 3rd at the Punchline in San Francisco. I'm excited about that. I've only opened at that club one time, doing some dates with Nate. And so I'm excited to be there. And then the 17th, I'll be at the Improv in Milwaukee. The 18th, I'll be at the Improv in Chicago. The 5th of December, I'll be at Bricktown Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. And the 12th, I don't know if we've announced that yet, is officially on sale mm-hmm. here in San Diego, the Laugh Factory, the brand new Laugh Factory in the Gas Lamp District, 1212. And that wraps it up. That's all we're doing. And for all of the rest of this year, and frankly, a lot of next year, whereas we've got a lot of other projects we're working on, I'm not doing a ton of dates. Next year, I'm doing a lot of support dates, and then I'm doing other stuff that we got, we got a lot of pots boiling, stirring. We're stirring a lot of pots.
Stir the pot.
We're spinning a lot of plates. We're digging a lot of holes is what we're doing.
Wow.
We're spraining a lot of ankles.
Eggs are in the basket.
Eggs. We got a lot of eggs and a lot of baskets. We're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. Do you understand that?
Nest egg. That's where I was going.
Nest egg.
We have about 5 metaphors currently spinning.
None of them accurate. Go to DustinNickerson.com/shows and to get tickets to all those. And yes, the Portland date for June has been rescheduled. That's out there too. You know, check it all out. Also, cool. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Patreon.
Right.
Patreon is a way that you can give a little more to creators and get a little more from said creators. Mm-hmm. And we have a Patreon here. And what you get from us is you get discounts on merch. Mm-hmm. You get free stuff in the mail. Mm-hmm. You get a monthly Zoom hang.
Yes.
You get a once an annual cameo, depending mm-hmm. on what levels you sign up for. Mm-hmm. Early access to online content. Real good stuff in there. And then also, how much time do they have to get the annual Nickerson Christmas card?
It is under 1, 2, 3, 4. It's under 4 weeks.
Under 4 weeks.
Clock is ticking.
It's mm-hmm. poor.
You have.
I've seen some
actually
people.
Actually, it is 4 weeks.
We've gotten some new signups because people mm-hmm. want that Christmas card.
Yeah.
And also, we've had some people editing their pledge.
Their
so
tiers.
They're like, hey, I'm trying to get up to that higher, uh-huh. that higher tier.
Yep.
So that I can get that sweet, sweet Christmas card.
Yep. So you have
what's it
until
gonna be?
November 30th.
I'm not going to tell you. Also, I'm not sure.
We don't know yet.
No, we do.
The shoot is in a week and a half.
Is that true?
Yes.
We know.
Okay.
Well, so we have to really sell it. We can't let them know that we don't
you
know.
Can't see behind the mirror. Smoke and mirrors.
You know what else we tend to plan last minute? I do, at least. Halloween costumes.
That's
Segway.
True.
Boom, boom, boom. Or did you have any business before
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say the next Patreon Zoom hang is Sunday, November 28th.
Oh, yes.
4 p.m.
I was really relieved that it was not this Sunday when you just said that.
I like
the patrons, but when you're saying it's this
we
Sunday, I was
put
like,
on daylight savings. That seems cruel.
Happy November. It's it.
It's November.
It's, you know, I made this joke on Twitter today. November and really Thanksgiving are kind of the middle child of the holidays.
Uh-huh.
No one's that amped. Nobody's that excited, but I will say this more so than Halloween, what Thanksgiving and Christmas bring are family drama, and mm-hmm. that's where you guys come in.
Okay.
Starting in 2 weeks, we are going to be returning, I'm saying this out there just so I make sure it's all set up by then.
Okay.
Returning some video into our podcast here. At first, probably some smaller segments, and then longer term, probably the whole thing, because I don't know if you know that, Mel, but they do that. That's a lot of what these podcasts are doing these days. They put the whole podcast out,
mm-hmm.
which, whatever. If that's your thing, you want to watch that, then more power to you. But we're going to have some, we're definitely going to have some clips, and we're going to be discussing various news stories and things. Hot family news. Boom, boom, boom. But I would like to spend the holidays going through your family holiday horror stories. H-O-R-R-O-R.
Yeah.
Family holiday horror stories. FHHS is the name of this segment. Family mm-hmm. holiday horror stories. The nights, the terrors, the screams do not end after Halloween. They continue as instead of goblins and ghouls, you get uncles and cousins and their outdated views on the world. The scariest costumes of all. So we would like to hear, here's what I have in mind. Here's things that I have experienced in my family fights,
mm-hmm.
family or meals gone wrong. I want to hear about mm-hmm. meals gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to hear about, what was I going to say? Trips to the ER. I know we've mm-hmm. had a couple of those before.
On holidays.
There's something about the holidays that attract injuries. I want to hear about family football games gone wrong. I want to hear about not just verbal fights. I want to hear about fist fights. I want to hear about family. I want to hear about crimes committed
from
like family members.
Board games overturned.
I want to hear about, board game drama, low level, mm-hmm. This stuff that your family is like, we don't even speak of that anymore because.
And we can keep it anonymous if you'd like.
We're not going to say your names.
Well, sometimes we do.
Well, we'll say like your first name.
Yeah, but we could also keep it anonymous.
You let us know when you send these mm-hmm. emails to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And when you send them, that means we will read them. And we might do a little video segment of them, of just us talking about them and laughing about them and maybe giving some advice. Who knows on these things? But shoot your emails to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and share with us your family, holiday, horror stories. I did as a bad laugh.
I tried to do like
the Vincent
creepy.
Price laugh. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. I'm not good at it.
It's fine. I don't know.
It's not easy to do.
Prices, but
you don't know who Vincent Price is?
Well,
you remember the voice from Thriller, not the Michael Jackson guy who talked? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how that song ends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ghouls in the night. You
nice.
Know? And then Bill Hader did a good impersonation of her. So, him. So, here's, we have a couple thoughts on Halloween. One, man, oh man, were there a lot of Ted Lassos. Holy smoke. Somebody had that really funny tweet. Like, if you're a Christian male or a pastor and you weren't Ted Lasso, like, are you even saved? Everybody, and it was so funny. Ted Lasso really does reach across all party lines, because I saw Mitt Romney was Ted Lasso.
Okay.
And Jake Tapper was Ted Lasso. You know, that's a Republican and a Democrat.
And
a lot of
sports folk were also Ted Lasso.
Stars. Yeah.
Like baseball stars.
I also just realized that I don't have the Band-Aid on over my stitches right now. Do you think that's okay? Do you think I can make it till the end of this podcast?
Try not to rub it against anything.
About these beanbags? You think that there might be some germs in this preteen girl's...
I just try not to irritate it.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your hand looks like it's on it.
It's really close to it.
At the moment.
I just accidentally touched it and I go, oh... Forgot to put a Band-Aid over my stitches. Speaking of Halloween, everybody, I had a cyst removed about a week and a half ago.
Pretty special.
It was a very special time. And two of the three, I'm not even sure what their titles would be because, you know, they weren't.
Probably a nurse.
Well, I'm sure the one who was leading it was a doctor.
Or there's nurse practitioners. Yeah. They can remove moles.
I think they might be somewhere in between a nurse and a doctor. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were talking about their upcoming trips to Hawaii.
Nice.
And one of them said, hey, what do you plan on doing? And the one woman who had never been, she goes, all I know I want to do is I'm going to go to a luau. And I'm gonna eat some shaved ice. And I was like, this is the single most basic trip to Hawaii. And that's coming from me. I mean,
hey, if she's happy.
You know what?
Let
Melissa?
Her be happy.
That's true. But I'm pretty sure you could go to Rolando. You could go to any elementary school. You could go to on a Thursday, and you're gonna pick up no problem. You're gonna get some shaved ice.
Yeah, shaved ice has really expanded outside of Hawaii.
Anyways.
Oh man.
I digress. That being said, my stitches seem to be fine and they're not on my face, so I couldn't have them as a part of my Halloween costume.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of Ted Lassos out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Ted Lasso costume came right at the time that me and you were also kind of like, are we still into Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Because what happened is Ted Lasso was kind of like an underground show. And we're like, hey, man, we were like, Jason Sudeikis, this is really good. And then we're like, this got really good. And then it got kind of big and
with
important and self-grandiose.
Yeah.
And not self-grandiose, I don't want to say that, but it just got real big. And then everybody started liking it. And then it started winning a bunch of Emmys. And me and you're like, it's not that good.
Yeah, and we just didn't like the way season two ended. And we were starting to say, we think Ted Lasso's peaked.
It might have. We don't know. I hope it hasn't. I hope it hasn't.
But we were both thinking, we think it peaked.
Well, that's because we had one episode that we cried after for about an hour. And I think we might have had like that might have been like an emotional thing where like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get more out of this show than I just did.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like mid season two.
It's like when Charlie died on Lost.
Mm-hmm.
You go, I don't know if the show's going to get better than this.
Yeah, because that was so good.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Not Penny's Boat, you know?
Oof. Yeah, that was great. Sorry, I was just thinking about the visual.
Sorry, what you guys didn't see there was me looking at Mel going, hey, are you going to pep this podcast
up
a little
bit? Yeah. No, I You know,
we're
the,
13
the
minutes in.
Podcast is hard.
We're
on
13
me.
Minutes in. Melissa's contributed maybe 25 words. 11 unique words.
Right.
If you eliminate the right.
Yeah.
No, it's so good. Yeah. Really looking to have a conversation with you here. As opposed to me just keeping to bring up the next topic.
No, okay. Big takes coming. You know what? I still do like Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
You reminded me why I liked it.
Right.
Was some of their better episodes in season two. But it's just gotten so popular that that worries me.
Melissa, why do you feel like, going to Dr. Dustin here, why do you feel like because something is popular, you can't like it? And actually, I'm going to have to put the mirror up on myself here because I feel the same. I don't know if you guys know this, but Melissa didn't get into The Office until 2-3 years after The Office was off the air.
Yeah.
And because it was too popular.
I know.
That's not entirely true. Like, it was like season 6 or 7. And you're I guess we'll try it, but only because it's on near Community. And that's a good show.
Yeah, I wouldn't get on Pinterest. It took me years. I never had iTunes.
Right, right.
Until I was a fitness instructor and I had to have it.
Yeah.
I don't believe the hype.
No, 2 weeks ago, Melissa got into memes, as we've talked about. And man, she's on a big memes kick right now. Huge memes kick.
I never got on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like or TikTok, I'll just wait or avoid it or kind of watch and see if it's necessary.
Right.
And it's not necessarily good or bad.
Right.
Because you do miss good stuff.
Right.
With this mindset.
Let me ask you this.
But you're just a little skeptical of what everyone loves.
Yes. And that's
like,
yeah.
I'm not going to
keep going.
No, I mean, if you love it, then love it. You know, there are.
If you want to go to Hawaii and get some Kona ice.
Shaved ice.
You want to get some shaved ice.
Yeah.
And you want to go to a luau. More power to
that
you.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
If you want to go to Times Square and put on an I Heart New York shirt and go eat at Sbarro.
Do it.
Do it. You do you.
Exactly.
I mean, we went to New York, saw the Statue of Liberty, got a bunch of New York gear, ate at Junior's, stayed in Times Square.
Yeah.
So who are we to talk?
Exactly.
Here's my question for you, though.
You can't do everything off the beaten path.
You know what's really popular right now that you still are kind of into is Halloween. We have talked about how Halloween has just, in our adult life, Halloween has gotten real cool.
Yeah, when we were kids, you would recycle costumes. You would just like wear your baseball uniform. You know, like I'm a baseball player.
Yep. I wore my baseball uniform, 3-4 times as a costume.
Like I was like a 50s girl.
Yep.
Like I had my mom made me a poodle skirt, and
like
I wore
a pink lady jacket or whatever.
No, just a poodle skirt and like a polo shirt. I wore that poodle skirt for several years. Look, I'm a poodle skirt girl. Yeah.
You know how little kids love the 50s?
Yeah. And now kids have like multiple costumes.
Our kids had multiple costumes.
Pairings and looks. And then like...
Claire had a Saturday costume and a Sunday costume.
There was no... No Halloween decorations. Maybe like one weird house.
One weird house would go out for Halloween, and you'd be like,
"And you'd be like, that's pretty creepy."
Yeah, and it was usually like someone without kids too, and you're like, "Uh-oh," you know.
Yeah,
your
parents are like, "Ah."
You were
stay
already
away.
Not encouraged to go to that house.
Yeah, and
putting
then,
up Halloween decorations back then was almost a sign of "Don't come to my house."
Like I remember maybe two Halloween carnivals.
Yeah.
Or, you know, of course there's like the church ones in place of trick or treating.
Our school would do one. Would yours?
I went to a bunch of schools, but, one of them did that I remember.
My elementary school would do one. I remember that. They would do it in the gym. I remember a cakewalk.
Definitely remember the cakewalk.
And a costume contest where you would go up there. All I remember is the cakewalk and the costume contest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, We did community ones, okay, like in our small town.
Well, and you were on base a lot.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
And the base would do some...
usually like the squadrons would do like a Christmas party.
Our point was it was so small scale. And I don't know what happened. Yeah. I don't know who...
I know the internet
got involved. It could be an Instagram thing. Pictures, right?
It's the best day to get on the internet.
You've said that for years.
The best weekend.
Your favorite Instagram day of the year is Halloween. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes back and they go, well, I guess I'm not as good as them. No, but you enjoy. You kind of like the creative process of it.
Yeah, well, there's... And what I mean is people will do like duo costumes and then kid costumes and then a family costume and then an adult Halloween party costume. And I'm not saying you have to do all that, but I'm just saying like spending on Halloween has gone way up.
It's gotten very funny and unique and artistic, mm-hmm, and maybe it's a Southern California thing, but I don't think so.
I think LA, because we've been in LA,
yeah,
right around Halloween, and it's bigger than, you know, San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, I was Friday, I was at the Comedy Store, and I did Don't Tell show. And
both were in LA. Yeah.
Every one was in El Segundo, those others on Sunset. Every place that I went, there was some costumes. And then I had to walk Sunset because that's where the store is. Mm-hmm. And that was like, Halloween.
It's like a Halloween parade.
Friday and Saturday night, it was like club Halloween situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it wasn't just like, we'll tell a story here, our Saturday story in a second. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Friday, LA was like, okay, yes, these are like revealing costumes or whatever, but they were also like high end and well done.
Like, there was a dress to it.
Yeah. Or they'd be like leather and stuff. You're like, okay.
Like cosplay.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what the other thing I was going to say is I think the rise of cosplay has had something to do with this. That there's cosplay, mm-hmm, and Instagram and pictures and
Pinterest shows you how to do it.
You can figure all this stuff out.
YouTube.
It did used to be you go in, you get the costume, you choose from this, or what do you have around the house, or I guess I'm going to be this, or
you're going to be a princess or a baseball player.
Yeah.
You know, Black Cat.
Or a princess baseball player. If you're feeling super creative. But mm-hmm, with the rise of all these other things, you know, and it does, you know, I think that's a huge, I've never even thought about it, but you're exactly right. It has led to everybody gets online. What you're talking about, that everybody getting so excited to go back to the house and look at social media is exactly why it grew.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm, not only do you want to consume it, you want to relive it mm-hmm, and you were like, oh gosh, it's so fun, or you want to be a part of it. It feels communal. You're a part of it. People comment on it and it usually gets a lot of likes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's great. It's fun in that way. Social media though can have some pitfalls.
Yes. Oh, you're right, Dustin.
It's not all good. And you know what?
There's
some of those Halloween costumes that you would see posted on there, you don't want your kid to see.
No, you don't. What if they Googled anime dress up?
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
That Google search is dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do
Google
you do?
Image search.
What resources are out there to help keep your kid safe online, Melissa?
Well, here at the Nickerson household, we've got Bark Technologies.
I'm not familiar with this. I mean, I'm familiar with it in the loose sense, but you did set most of it up.
Sorry, I'm a mess.
Guys, if you're not familiar with Bark Technologies, Melissa, ironically, is reading about it on a printed out piece of paper. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app to help keep kids safer online. Bark's mission is to protect as many children as possible online, including our three children, which we are grateful for. Bark
Absolutely.
Monitors your child's text, emails, YouTube, and 30 different apps on social media platforms for issues like cyberbullying, adult content, sexual predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence. By the way, Joel's doing a report right now on the negative effects of social media on teenagers.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, so, man. Okay. So for the older kids, when you put it on their phone, you receive text or email alerts when something potentially problematic occurs. You don't have all the access to their phone, nor would you want it, let's be honest. But just things that you might need to know about. It says, hey, here's a little thing for you to review. Here's the dirty deets right here. Yeah,
and you know what? Joel got one. I got one for Joel this weekend. You did too. And it was because he Google searched scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were planning which scary movies they were going to watch on Saturday night at his friend's house.
And you're looking,
and I got an alert for that.
Yeah, you're looking for as many resources as you can to help. And Bark is a fantastic one. It also helps with other devices like your iPad and such, where you can set up timers, can filter.
Turn off the internet.
Bing, 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 bing.
Create schedules and also filter out websites you don't want your kids having access to.
Also send you educational resources that are very informative. Let you know, they'll send you emails like, hey, just let you know this is what this emoji means. And they might as well title them, hey, boomer.
Yeah. They also have talking points for how are you going to approach this with your kid?
Talking points that are other than you don't get to have a phone
lectures,
anymore. Yeah,
screaming.
Exactly. And for you backseaters, we have a free 7-day trial and a 15% off for the life of your subscription. If you use promo code, don't make me. That's one word, no apostrophes. Don't make me. Free 7-day trial and 15% off for the life of your subscription.
Bark Technology, keeping kids safe online.
Beautiful. I'm going to get straight into our second ad for Munchie Mug. You know why? Because today I was making a medley of pretzels.
You got a new recipe?
And candy corn.
Ooh.
Spilt the whole bag. Like a chump. I put it in a plastic bag because you had a random plastic sandwich bag full of pretzels. Why?
Oh, no.
It was of candy corn. I don't know why you had already there was 8 candy corn in one sandwich bag in our cabinet. And I thought
that wasn't necessarily me.
And I thought if I put 8 pretzels in that, that's my 1-to-1 ratio that I would like. Spilled the whole thing.
Oh no.
I put a hand in it and the bag fell from under it. I thought I could grab and hold the bag. I thought I could grab the contents. Well, I was trying to do this with one hand, like a chump. Spilled the whole bag. What I'm saying is, in an adult, I might need a Munchie Mug, which, if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, it's the best spill-proof cup on the market. If you've got some candy corn and pretzel medley, which I did, and you don't want it to be on the floor, which you still ate, but ideally you wouldn't have, you're going to want a Munchie Mug. Comes in a variety of different colors. It's dishwasher safe. It's made here in the USA. You get free shipping. And if you go to munchiemug.com and use promo code don't make me, that's one word, no apostrophe, don't make me, you get 25% off your entire order.
Plus free shipping.
I already said that. Stay with me, Nickerson's.
Munchie Mug, making your life less messy.
Beautiful. Well done.
Barely.
It's the first time you showed up on today's episode, but...
This LaCroix is not really...
Not doing it for you?
Me up.
No, LaCroix's not an upper. So it's an actual LaCroix run, Andrew.
Yeah,
not that we've ever
bubbles.
Been dishonest about that. Speaking of bubbles, that's is what our daughter was. Bubbles.
That's true.
Gloria, every single year, picks something that nobody knows what it is. And,
sure.
Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls without the big eyes of the Powerpuff Girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give her credit. Pulled off a group costume. Not easy to do.
Yeah. This was like a group text thread that nobody was replying to. And then day of, they're like, is Gloria almost here? And then sure enough, they were all dressed.
The other two were there
ready.
The
three Powerpuff Girls.
Joel got a nice lesson in you are not too old to trick or treat. But you might get less candy.
Yeah.
Because his bag was pretty light and he was pretty disappointed. And you're like, well, people don't like giving out, people don't love giving candy to faces with acne. That's not.
Well, I do think if he had gone a little further with his costume.
He was in normal clothes.
He just wore our oversized.
And put on our oversized cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
And if he'd have been full, because you trick-or-treated as a high schooler. But you did look 11 at the time.
I actually went my senior year with a friend.
Yeah.
And we dressed up as Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
We got like 2 comments, but overall, we got candy.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
And you weren't even doing it for the candy. You did it just to do it.
We were just like, let's do it.
Mel, high school Mel was a real fun loving gal.
It was then or never.
That's high
now or never.
That's high school yeah. Mel. 37-year-old Mel, as we get home from trick-or-treating, and the kids go, hey, can we keep the light on and in case any trick-or-treaters come?
Yeah.
And
I'm like, no.
You're like, no, we've done enough for tonight. We're taking our costumes off. Turn the porch light off. And the kids
are
like,
I want to take my wig off. I got in that outfit.
Yeah, but nobody expects you to be in costume to answer the door.
But my makeup took forever to get off. I got in that costume at 3:30 at like 9.
You did look great.
I was like, yeah, let's be done.
Cruella looked great.
Half this done is, Cruella does not look good.
This is 2 years in a row where you really, to use the kids' term, fully sent it. And we were all like, whoa, because you went paint, face paint.
Yeah.
Last year you did face and arm paint. You went full Gamora and did all the green and it looked fantastic. And this year you really, because I knew you were putting together the costume. I didn't realize you were painting your face too.
I know. Well, because you haven't seen the movie.
It really, yeah, I don't care.
Which I know
you
aren't going to
see. Paint her face? Is that a scene?
She gets like whiter the whole movie.
Do they ever acknowledge why? Did they ever show her?
She's turning evil. So she's, I mean, she has pale skin. She's a redheaded woman.
Right.
But she starts getting more and more crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot like Harley Quinn. She starts to look like Harley Quinn.
She starts to unravel.
Yeah.
When
really unravels, she has like a poofy, curly, like crazy hair.
Yeah. Like
no
the cartoon.
Bangs. And exactly. And then she has all the black makeup under her eyes.
Yeah.
Like when she's losing it mentally. So that's why.
Is it true to the thing that she wants? She's trying to kidnap the puppies and make fur out of them or whatever. Isn't that the cartoon?
That's the cartoon. That's the original 101 Dalmatians. In Cruella, it's her backstory. And so you find out. Well, it's not in that way. If you haven't seen it.
Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, I don't remember it that well. I'm so bored.
good costume choice,
okay.
though.
This lady has some Dalmatians, and they chase her mom off a cliff.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So
in
that's
the cartoon
why
or the movie?
In the live action.
Oh, my gosh.
So
some
that's
dogs
why she
kill somebody?
Doesn't like puppies, but that's all you hear of puppies in that movie.
Really?
Because it's her backstory. She just lives fashion. And she's like an underdog at this
dogs killed her mom
agency.
Or was it like a fluke thing?
Okay, so you ready? Here is the reveal. That's not her mom. Her mom is like the crazy Devil Wears Prada fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
So she learns that her real mom had her fake mom killed by Dalmatians. And so she's kind of like, she had a nice mom, but then really she has evil mom. And so she kind of goes crazy in that tension. That makes sense.
It does make sense. I just really is.
I don't recommend you watch it.
I just hate everything that you just told me.
Well, meanwhile, there's a lot of 70s music and a lot of really cool costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to a drive-in with a bunch of children, I would recommend you go see that movie.
Have you ever seen a Marvel movie?
I have.
Any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I did Marvel.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's fine. And if you guys liked it, that's great. That movie's not for me. And that's okay. But there were a couple Cruellas. It was a popular. Now, you meant. What
there weren't too many, because then I was like, oh, no, I'm not original enough.
Yeah. We thought there'd be more. We thought there would be more Wandas and Visions. We did not see
that. See, that was my second choice.
Yeah.
Was Wanda. And I didn't see one Wanda.
Yeah.
So.
I wish I would have thought to do Wanda and Vision.
Well,
I was tied up on one with Claire.
You already had a duo going with Claire. So yeah, I mean,
Joel was not really anything. Gloria was a Powerpuff Girl. You were Cruella. I was Donkey, and she was Diddy Kong. And we, you know, it was great. We got some nice pictures. We set up the tripod, and I had some good lighting. and set the timer up and we just executed it.
The nice thing about Halloween on a Sunday is if you're making costumes or doing makeup and stuff, you have more prep time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
on
that's
a weeknight, you're just like, boom, 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 we got to get out.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting dark.
Let me, let's, we had a very full week and we, and, mm-hmm. and a lot of it was, Halloween themed.
Yeah.
We went to,
all our fun stuff was in 8 days for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starting with Wednesday, we went. Well, oh, go ahead.
Nate's last week.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that though, yeah. right? So yeah.
So, but like I had like 3 nights out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom's nights out. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
See you again at Universal.
Yeah.
In a month.
So yeah, Balboa with Nate, and then
Wednesday we saw Thrice.
Yeah.
And with
North Park.
If you're not familiar mm-hmm. with Thrice, if you remember former front seater of the podcast, Dustin Kensrew, we saw Thrice at the observatory in North Park. We mm-hmm. had dinner with the Kensrews beforehand. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice little chat. We enjoyed one another's company. We saw the concert.
Yeah.
We went between them. We went and got a little dessert and some coffee, which we can't tell them. I don't think they listen, so I think we'll be okay. Went to the concert.
Well, they were backstage.
Great. That's true. We had nowhere else to go.
Yeah. And with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Friday, I was in LA. Saturday, we intentionally took a Saturday off, and we went to a comedy show. We went and saw mm-hmm. John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Who's been my favorite comedian forever and has been massively in the tabloids lately.
Yes.
So we all sat down very eagerly mm-hmm. to be like, what is this hour going to be?
Yeah.
And it was wildly outrageous and funny. We loved mm-hmm. it so much, and I'm not going to spoil anything, and people might have hot takes about going to that show or blah blah blah. I don't care. All I have to say is I laughed very, very hard. Very, 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 very hard, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, I think we saw him at UW like 18 years ago.
The very first comedy show I saw was in 2004. With Mike Birbiglia and John Mulaney, an unknown John Mulaney opening him. It might have been 2005.
I think it was really early.
Yeah, it was.
I think Mulaney was just the host.
He was the host. There was somebody in the
and
middle.
And then there was one or two other people.
I'm dying to meet Mike Birbiglia or John Mulaney and go, hey, who was the middle that night? I don't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he was funny. I just don't remember who it was.
I feel like he was older.
He was older. I feel like it was a middle-aged white dude. I don't remember. I don't remember, but I want to know so mm-hmm. bad. So we saw that.
Mulaney's like 40.
Yeah, I have no idea. And he's lived a full life in his own words.
Mm-hmm. So he was young at the time.
And I'm going to be, he was a baby. Little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, we go to that, but... which is an appropriate word for what I'm going to say next. But mm-hmm. This was at SDSU. Melissa and I had a very traditional college experience. We got married. We started careers. We took on
internships.
It's just your run of the mill college experience that most students have. So the concert was at Cal Coast Credit Union. Which Mulaney did that funny bit about how it rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
Open air.
Amphitheater. Yeah.
Amphitheater, which is a very cool venue. And it's close to where we live. And so, you know, because we live here in San Diego. And we park at... it's so funny because we park... We've gone to that venue a handful of times.
Yeah.
And normally we either just take an Uber or we park at our friend's house. But all the parking situations are different. So we had to park over by one particular run of frat and sororities.
It's by the football field.
Yeah.
The
exact
in
location.
In the middle of campus.
It wasn't in the middle. The Cal Coast is in the middle of the campus, but we had to walk by.
We walked through the middle of the campus.
The biggest Halloween party, college Halloween party I have ever even heard of. I didn't even know. Like the person that we were with said, like, it seemed like it was like out of a movie. It was just so many people. I mean, guess how many people you would have seen? 300, 400?
Yeah, sorority girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the guy, my assumption, I have no idea because I know nothing about frat and sorority life, nor do I ever care. My assumption is that was a frat and the sorority girls had been invited.
They were strolling in.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we've been to Vegas, we've been to Hollywood, There was nothing like an SDSU sorority group.
And I'm sure
on Halloween.
I'm sure Florida State University. I'm sure Arizona State University. I'm sure all your notorious party schools of which SDSU is absolutely we kid you not. It was just $300 of listen, we're not here to shame anybody.
No.
Revealing scandalous costumes that I joked with you. I go, I don't even know where you find these, because it was so many like children's costumes were just thongs.
It was lingerie and a Halloween costume one.
We saw one that I affectionately called effectively called a Butt Lightyear, which was just a top of a Butt Lightyear,
a leotard of Buzz Lightyear.
And just you. Listen, we're
and
not
really nothing in the back.
We're not prudes. We live in San Diego. All right, there's a lot of places where you don't wear it. We live near beaches. We get it, and we're not. But I'm just telling you the sheer. It wasn't just the costumes; it was the sheer number of costumes that you go. You kept this company in business.
Yes.
Did you do a group order?
A lot of costumes were purchased
from
Halloween costume.
XXXHalloween.com. And what was funny and it was like there were so many costumes, but every once in a while in there you would just see like some girl who's like just straight up dressed as a banana and you're like, that girl rules.
Yeah, there was one Vote for Pedro.
There was one Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. And then one, it was cute. It was tight, but it was a cow. It was like a cow pattern crop top tight flares pants.
Yeah.
So she was like a cow.
Now.
And that's a lot of clothes compared to everybody else.
And we were like kind of laughing about it and almost a youth. And then one guy who was going to the concert or show with us was like, oh, and we wonder why sexual assault crimes are up on campus. And you're like, just go bury yourself in a hole. Just, you are, get away from this. Because we were talking about how your attitude, you said this, is like, our attitude has changed on that for more like fundamentalist days where you're like, oh, like shame, we should pray. And listen, I'm not giving you a hot take one way or the other on the morality of any of this. We're talking about the pure spectacle of it.
And, well, I think as a 37-year-old, you go, oh my gosh, what an amazing body.
Yeah. And we're almost, and as like event puller offers, you're like, how'd you spread the word? How'd you get the word about this great event?
It is hard to get people to come out.
It's really hard to get people to show up about it. You told me you were just impressed by the whole thing.
I think that's what I said. I was like, this is just impressive.
You were also like, these are like the 300 most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, and that's saying a lot in Southern California.
And you just, it all just lining up and marching to go off to, which is probably going to be a pretty disappointing party.
There were, you know, what you don't like seeing is the girls walking out with, like, and they're falling heels. That part you don't want to see.
Listen, drunkenness is everywhere.
You work in a nightclub.
I live in nightclubs. This is what I do. Finding people, as long as she's not... I want her to get home safe, and I want her to not go to a comedy club and heckle comedian. Those are my two desires in those situations.
The Mulaney crowd was different.
That was the funny part.
Because it was a cold night.
We're contrast.
We're going to go sit down outside.
We're bundled up. We're walking in.
We've got beanies.
You have a beanie on. People have gloves.
Multiple coats.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt with a hooded coat over. We could not be more layered up. You would think that we were going skiing, you know?
And then go caroling.
And here comes Butt Lightyear.
Yep. There were a couple Butt.
There were several Butt Lightyears.
Yeah. It's on sale.
Well, there wasn't a Toy Story movie this year.
So it was discounted.
Yeah. But even that's a good, now maybe that's always existed. And I could see that type thing always being a popular Halloween thing, but
sure. Well, we just had never, been to a college Halloween parade, and we got to witness one.
Also, you went to a small Christian college.
Yeah.
And I went to a cold college that probably had that stuff, but there wouldn't be a parade of it.
It would be pouring rain as you ran into your frat house. I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were too busy starting our lives.
We were too busy running youth groups.
We were running youth group ones.
Throwing our own costume parties.
Yes. Yes. Which at the bowling alley.
Had a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
Chili.
I tried to earlier today. Where was it yesterday? I was like, remember, what was our first Halloween? You know, what did we put in Joel and then you know one?
Oh, with Joel.
Yeah. And you go, yeah, you worked. That was not the memory that
I was.
He was
like 4 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
What else you got for us?
He doesn't remember.
You got any articles? So. You got any thoughts? You got any comments? You got any questions in these last couple of minutes here?
Oh, well, Gloria told me she woke up on Halloween and she was like, I'm probably going to break my braces today.
Yeah, but I told her.
She didn't.
I told her on the way home, we picked her up from school today, and I go, hey, just so you know, like, we have to go and sort through your candy and get out all the stuff that you get your braces out. And she just gave me a look.
Well, because Gloria, you need to talk a little more about Gloria. Gloria didn't trick or treat. She sprinted.
Gloria, so
we all split up.
We started at a party, which was essentially us getting food. We went and we got some food. We said hello to some folks. We had a nice group picture, a friend's birthday, good time. Uh-huh. Hit a couple houses in that neighborhood. We loaded up. We ended up divvying because we had to come back to the house and get some sleeves. And then I went and took Gloria to go meet up with her friends. I think our original thought was, hey, then I'll come find you, because then you were going to go kind of to the epicenter of where things were.
Yeah, with Claire's friends.
But it was just, we had three 12-year-old girls at full excitement levels, which were like, and they were sprinting from house to house. Mm-hmm. And so me and one of the dads, and actually the mom and the dad who were moving a little, so one has like an upcoming knee surgery.
Yeah.
So me and the other dad were really, I mean, and we went like a lot of the routes that we run.
There's a whole hill.
Oh, lots of ups and downs and hills. And we were after coaching them. We were like, as we were going down one place, and I was like looking at the guy and I was like, hey, we shouldn't, if they go here, we're going to have to go up that hill. And we're like, go right. There was a lot going on. This is like some of it.
You know the neighborhood pretty well now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we were like at the, we were talking about the rise of Halloween. We live in a very Halloween-y neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's like a couple epicenters where you're like, there might be 500 people right here. They like need to close down the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was once people going around with a big American flag and throwing candy out at people. That was a lot.
That was the truck you had the truck. Photo of.
Yeah,
I didn't see them.
That was a whole.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was less than ideal, but it was fun to watch. Like, I don't know if you've ever had this. I was watching Gloria going, this will be your best Halloween ever.
Such a good memory. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you took it as the positive way. I took it as the negative way, which is it'll never be better than this.
No, because Joel walked and he didn't get as much candy as Gloria.
And there wasn't as much excitement. There was more kind of apathy from
and
him.
Because it was Sunday. We started earlier. We ended earlier.
Right.
Because it was like 7:30 and Claire was done.
Right, right,
and
right.
And Joel was like, what? We're done? Yeah. You know? But the other thing is we hit the La Mesa, downtown La Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And those businesses hand out candy.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of little kids, but there's a lot of really good costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never done that because it's usually during the day.
Yeah.
Like on a weekday.
Yeah. It was adorable.
It was so cute.
Halloween is like Christmas, and that you want little kids.
You need to get around little kids on Halloween.
Right.
Just to see the costumes and see them. But what was so funny was we went in this coffee shop we'd never been in, and I had your wallet and the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And you went ahead with the kids in their costumes to the other stores, and you said, we're going to stay on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So I didn't have a jacket or one pocket because I'm full Cruella.
Yeah.
So I have your wallet and this big coffee that we're sharing, and I walk down La Mesa Boulevard for 20 minutes.
Yeah, the height of the village.
Just all these people and me.
Hundreds of people around you.
Going the opposite direction. Yeah. Cruella with an iced coffee.
Solo. Just an isolated mom. Now, they don't even know you're a mom. Just an isolated Cruella cruising the streets of the parade.
When you're dressed as this weird Cruella, you don't really smile. And it's weird if you do smile, but it's like, clearly I, you know, went all the way with the makeup.
Yeah.
And so it reminded me of like those scenes in The Joker, the new one, mm-hmm. you know, where he's just kind of like walking around losing it in makeup.
You didn't see Joker.
I didn't, but I saw the previews like on the stairs.
You thought you were Joker.
I felt like the Joker. Like, I'm just pacing, straight face.
Yeah.
No children.
Yeah.
Just, I came to this parade by myself mm-hmm. with this iced coffee.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just here to look
at
your kids.
I'm looking for children. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for my children
yeah.
who I can't find at this parade. Going against the flow of traffic
mm-hmm.
and not actually, like, I was the least... Like, I didn't want to go to that event.
Yeah, and I had a similar experience because I had to go find you. And there were a couple times in the neighborhood that I was walking around not only as Donkey Kong.
Yes.
By himself in a fairly tight Donkey Kong suit.
Yeah.
But Donkey Kong with a mustache. And nobody wants that. That's.
And the kids were like, monkey. The little kids.
Yeah.
The little kids really.
The kids really liked me. And I'm just walking around by myself, not wearing my wedding ring, mind you, because I don't a lot of the time. Just cruising.
Yeah.
Just a dude.
We're just two
just cruising
costumed adults
the
floating around this parade.
Yeah. Well, once our kids age out, that'll just be us.
You just left them on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once our kids age out of trick-or-treating, we're still going to want to be around those kids. And so we're going to go in full costume to the epicenter of our neighborhood and go, we're just here to look at your kids.
Let's split up.
Hey, bring me the little ones. We just want to stare at your little kids. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. We appreciate you guys so much. Happy
November.
Happy November, everybody. Hope to see you guys at some upcoming live shows. Appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our highest tiered patrons. Thank you so much for your contribution and support of this podcast to Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz-Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, Isaac Terran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend, Reptile Sanctuary, check them out on YouTube, and Jordan Cowan. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate, again, you and your support of this podcast. Thank you.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious about this.
I need to be awake.
Next. I've got my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.